associate producer here, and I'm working on the tour. So I'm delighted to see you all. First, tiny bit of bad news is that our original speaker, Nicholas Heidenhart, our director of the theatre and director of the show, was unfortunately taken ill and done well today and not got home. So we've been very fortunate to spread it. Rory here, our helmet, and Guy Ferreira, Horatio, come up and a few words with us. I'm going to send Rory away in about 10 minutes because he does have the lion's share of the show to do tonight. And Giles is going to then bring up the rear, if that's all right. And rather than me talking, which is very, very dull, I would suggest that you start throwing some questions. First of all, at Rory, and then we'll send him off to help in preparation for tonight. So over to you, if that's all right. So who'd like to kick off? Who's brave?
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, Tally. What was your reaction when you were first asked to play this?
Well, it was about 3 years ago, so and we were doing a show with Mallet Mode here with Nick, and he called me into his office, which I presumed was going to be my papers, and just being sent home. Thank you very much, but we don't need you again. But as it was, actually, he asked me, well, there were two projects that he had in mind. One was something that was going on with the Olivier the next year, which was the Avengers tragedy, and he said, in slightly shorter term, there's a question of Hamlet I'd like to do it with you. And I guess I was,
just on the top like that.
Exactly, yeah. Yes. I guess I was 28 at the time, so it was a few years ago, and I never thought about it. I've never coveted it. And I don't particularly cover the roles anyway, because if they don't happen, it's upsetting. And then if you do, then you try and shoehorn yourself in, and you might not be right for it. I think it's a director's decision whether or not you're right for the part. And, it wasn't something that I had lusted after, but obviously when he asked me, I started thinking about it and seeing how I could shoehorn myself into it.
That's obviously already run for several months, and obviously you've got more into the character as it's run. I'm still sort of discovering new things, changing things as you go.
No, it definitely is, and I think there is, you know, it's a part that many actors have returned to again and again because they consider it unfinished business. Because there is an endless and kaleidoscopic richness to it. I studied it at A-level and at Greaves. I found the frustrating thing about doing production of it was that you had to make decisions. Studying it, you could say, well, it could be this or it could be this shape, it could mean this or it, you know, it, but if you did it in this way, then it could also mean this. And you sort of have to narrow yourself in making decisions to make a coherent production, to make a coherent world. So, I mean, it's the kind of play, it's as elastic a play that if you've got the same group of actors and director in a room now rather than as it was 7 months ago, the atmosphere in the room would be different enough that there would be a different production of it. And equally, in playing of it, there's always different avenues to explore. I mean, I find that in most of Shakespeare's roles. I always tend to think, come the last performance, I want to apologise to all the people who came to see it at the beginning, because you've made so many more discoveries and got such a richer depth to your character and understanding of your character. I tend to find like rehearsal period, or like if you see the whole life of a play from the first day of rehearsals to the last performance, the first preview, as it were, or the first performance in front of an audience is a bit like going to university. You're leaving home, but you know you've still got a rich life ahead of you, hopefully, and that's the course of the run, the rest of your life.
And here, of course, you've got a whole lot of different theatres. Different audiences as you go out on tour.
It's exactly, yeah.
Another dimension.
Exactly, and you know that the technical skill of learning how to play all these auditoria and being able to create, you know, what you now feel in the Olivier, you're able to create a certain intimacy despite it being a vast auditorium, and to be able to develop those skills in the various places, and you know, within a matter of hours rather than the weeks and months we've had here.
In playing Hamlet, do you feel that he is mad?
Or
obviously,
because
it's like
they're
depressive.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are two levels to after he sees the ghost. One of which is that instant having